Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Danny from Terminal CWO. So it's been a while, been about 4 months, I think. I've shot a few podcasts with some other folks, and then just got off doing a radio session for America Out Loud, the Truth for Health Foundation. We did a radio show with them, Dr. Vliet, and I think that went really well. So my biggest hang up with recording and doing these podcast sessions, and what's kind of kept me away from it, is this emotional barrier of putting together an agenda, putting together this quality recording that you have to edit and all this other stuff. And I'm just going to throw you the raw, because I feel like something is better than nothing. And there's folks who want to listen to this for whatever reason, but we've got to stay connected. We've got to talk to each other. We need to share ideas. We need to encourage one another, because we're living in hard times right now. And yeah, it's important. So anyways, I got a question from a buddy of mine in a group today, and I thought we would talk about that. Let me pull that up really quick. So he said, bear with me. So he said, in your perspective, do these senior leaders know what they are doing is wrong, or do they believe they are doing the right thing? So I sent him my response, but I'll tell it to you in my own words here. And yeah, we'll talk about that, and we'll talk about some other stuff. But anyways, so do these senior leaders know what they're doing is wrong? I personally believe, based on all the information I've seen, all the messages, not just messages coming into the inbox from social media, but people I've talked to that are in the know, in positions of leadership, people that have connections to the Pentagon, different offices on Capitol Hill. I personally believe that the majority of our leadership is ignorant. That's not to call them stupid. The word ignorant means, you know, not knowing. They don't know the information. And yeah, so I think the majority. I'm trying to figure out how to word this. I don't think somebody should be condemned for being ignorant. That's we can't know everything. All right. So a lot of times we'll make decisions with the best intentions and interests at heart based on what we know. And what do we know? Well, we've been giving vaccines for a long time now. Within the institution that we've become comfortable with, both in America and in the military, we take for granted that people are usually going to do the right thing. They're going to follow the law. They're going to follow regulations. But what we're seeing now is a breakdown in the system. The structures of integrity are falling apart quickly, and it's eroding for a variety of reasons. Anyways, talking about the leadership not knowing, I get it. Ignorance is not an excuse, and I'm not making an excuse for them. But what I am saying is, to make a decision being ignorant is one thing. However, once you learn the truth, once this stuff comes out, if you have, as a leader, if you have an inkling of doubt about something, if you are concerned because you read something, even if you think, okay, this is conspiracy stuff, it's still on you. It is your responsibility to research it, to look into it. You have that obligation, because you are in that power seat. You're in that position of authority. People rely on you. Well, especially in the military, we, as leaders, we're responsible for the lives underneath us. And when I say leadership, I'm not talking about platoon sergeants and stuff. I'm talking about commanders. Commanders are responsible for the troops in their formations. They are responsible for their lives. It is on them to make sure that the orders they're giving them are legal, they're just, they're ethical, all these things. So at the point that you start to have concerns, which at this time you should have concerns, because whether you know all the information I've put out or not, you do know that there is a lot of friction. There's a lot of people stirring. There's a lot of consternation in the public eye about what's taking place, the legality of these mandates. You should be researching. You should be looking into this on your own. It is not up to some social media accounts and some well-meaning citizens and a few people here and there to band together to connect the dots for you. It is on you as the leader. So anyways, no, ignorance is not an excuse. However, I do believe a lot of people are ignorant. Let's just move on from that. I think even less have justified their position. They might know, or they have a baseline understanding that things are not being done correctly, but they justify it in one of two ways. The most popular is for the greater good. But even more so, I think a lot of folks justify it internally because everyone else is doing it. And they're just kind of going along with the flow. No, I'm not making an excuse for them. That's absolutely wrong. If that's you, you're wrong. And we saw what happened in the Nuremberg trials. Being given an order or following orders is not an excuse for what's being done. And those people were put to death. So chew on that. Think about that. And then I think the folks at the very tippy top are absolutely complicit. They manufactured this. They orchestrated this. They knew what they were doing. They knew the shell game that they were playing. The Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, General Milley, our Joint Chiefs of Staff, they're complicit in this. They know what they're doing. They know what this is, and they are willing to push through anyways, because what have our flag officers become? They become politicians in uniform. There's really no other way to look at that. What they're doing is they're defying regulation. They're defying federal law. They are conspiring, talking behind closed doors with other agencies such as the FDA, and they are complicit in what's taking place. These people should be put in jail for a very long time. And I'll say put in jail, and even go so far as to say maybe even more serious consequences should be doled out, considering the fact that lives are being lost, and not from COVID, not from the coronavirus, but more lives are being lost from the vaccine. And yes, that's a fact now. That's not, I mean, we lost how many soldiers, or not soldiers, excuse me, troops overall from all the branches. How many have we lost due to COVID? Very, very few. I don't have the exact number in me, but very few. However, the number lost from the vaccine has already eclipsed that, just based on what we know. And that is a very hard number to come by. But then how about all the other folks who have lost their lives due to suicide? Because what are we? We're social creatures, right? We are social creatures that thrive off of, relationships and bonding with others. And when you take somebody, especially a kid who doesn't have any resilience in the first place, and you stick them in their room and say, don't move, and we'll bring your food to you, and it starts to feel like prison, but prison without any structure, really. You know, we're not taking a lot of these folks out and giving them yard time or putting them on a routine and a schedule. We're just saying, sit in your room, don't go anywhere, or you get an Article 15. Yeah, you're complicit in their deaths when they kill themselves, flat out. All right. So I want to talk about what we've been doing with Truth for Health. Some of this stuff I'm gonna keep close hold, but I do want to put a little bit of information out. First of all, if you heard the radio show, we have been working with Dr. Vliet. You might not know her. She is the president and CEO of Truth for Health. Truth for Health Foundation, which is a 501c. They do a lot of work for the medical community. They have a large network, of practitioners. And Dr. Vliet is a highly accredited physician. You have to go see her about page on their foundation. I actually didn't know who she was when we originally started talking. I got pulled into the group by some associations and quickly, after that initial conversation, I went and read her bio and I was like, holy cow, I could pull it up right now, whatever, I'll let you do that. Anyways, it's been an absolute privilege to work with her, her foundation, her team of professionals. We are absolutely dedicated to putting a spotlight on what is going on in the Department of Defense and for giving a voice to the voiceless, right? That's what we talked about on the radio show. That is what Truth for Health does. They give a voice to the voiceless, and they're giving a voice to us to speak for you guys. We've received thousands of messages. When I say we, I mean the conglomerate of folks I work with, who I won't mention. Some of you know, but there's a group of people that are dedicated to making sure that this stuff gets the spotlight it needs into putting the message out. And we're doing it with the full knowledge that our careers are on the line. And I've already made amends with this. I've made amends with this. I'm at peace. Whatever comes, if I get outed, if I get doxxed, a lot of you already know who I am. A lot of you, I've already had some of my soldiers out me because they recognized my voice. And that was a chance I was willing to take. And I eventually, especially if the stage gets large enough and I'm talking on this large enough stage, there's going to be other people who recognize my voice and go, oh, I know who that guy is. Yeah, that's so-and-so. I'd rather that didn't happen, but I'm 100% at peace in my soul if that does happen. This is a fight for the very, very soul and fabric of our nation. And this is not just a vaccine, okay? What we have seen is a Department of Defense that is willing to throw aside the law to meet this agenda of theirs. And yes, I could insert all my ideas and thoughts, but at this point, a lot of that stuff is, I'll put it in the conspiracy realm because I don't know. I don't know what their agenda is and what their overall push it is. I have my thoughts, and if we sat down and had a drink together, I would give you those thoughts, but I'm not going to put that out here. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to talk about what I do know and why this is happening. I don't know. Just theories, but it is happening. They have absolutely cast aside the law. Anyways, Truth for Health is dedicated to putting a spotlight on that and to what they've, Dr. Vliet especially has worked with a number of service members already who have had all kinds of fallout from this vaccine, neurological issues. Bad stuff, right? And we're just going to keep going down the road with this. I mean, get your booster. And we're going to kill a lot of folks with this. Flat out, we're going to see cancer skyrocket. One of the things this vaccine does is what they've already figured out is that it removes your body's ability to fight tumors. So these spike proteins, they multiply. And besides all the other quirks that go into this thing, one of the biggest things is that it removes your body's ability to fight tumors. This isn't misinformation. This is in hard-reviewed journals already going out. Now everybody's trying to suppress this information. We're calling people like Dr. Teresa Long a quack. If you don't know her name, that's Lieutenant Colonel type. She's the flight surgeon who came out and spoke before the Senate. But there are a lot of people talking about this. In fact, Dr. Peter McCullough, which a lot of you probably do know, he is on the board as well with Truth for Health. And he's spoken a great deal about this information. Bad stuff, though. Mark my words. These are not my words. I'm regurgitating somebody else's words. Somebody who's actually qualified to talk about this stuff. But I have seen the information. I have not just taken their word at face value, but we are going to see cancer skyrocket in the coming years. A lot of people are saying, this is bad stuff, but do I believe that they're trying to cull the population? No. Why would they do that? Well, once again, that's going to get into my opinion on things, and that's not going to benefit this show. This is not going to benefit my platform to start talking about my opinion on that. Even though that's what we're doing here, I do give my opinion. I need to come to you with more solid facts than my conjecture about the why. So anyways, we're going to talk about what is and leave it at that. But Truth for Health. Check them out. We're going to be doing a lot of things with them here lately, or here soon. I also personally have some more stuff lined up, some stuff in the works. I am helping facilitate some lawsuits by connecting plaintiffs to legal teams and to people who have reached out to me and said, hey, we need to know what. So I'm in the unique position of being a social media platform that has established a rapport. People know what I'm about. People trust me. Even though I'm anonymous, they trust me. And that's why I have literally received thousands and thousands of messages over the last year and a half to 2 years. All right. So specifically about this, probably the most messages of all about the COVID vaccine mandate, but we ripped the lid off. Ripped the lid off a lot of issues going on, not just related to the vaccine, but related to all kinds of unethical and illegal stuff within different service branches. And that has allowed me to do what I do now. So I'm a facilitator at this point for a lot of that stuff. And we are trying to move the ball on this. We are moving the ball on this. It's not a try, but you gotta understand that we are fighting against a very large and well-established empire. This is, you know, well, what are we doing? We're fighting the DOD and the FDA. Okay. But the nice thing about having this platform, though, is that I have established the name. So whenever I get burned on, you know, Instagram, we're on our third account now, and geez, it's annoying, but at the same time, people know to come back, usually. We still have people trickling in, you know, oh, hey, I didn't even know you got burned. Oh, welcome back. I'm like, back for a month now, but cool. But anyways, we have the name, and so people do come back, and it's not like establishing the way it was when I originally started doing this 2 years ago. So that's nice. But if you missed the radio show, it will be out on Monday. It's going to be out on podcast, and it's going to be something you want to listen to. Also did some more audio, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the audio I did, and that's going to be coming out soon. I'm not going to give you the date for that yet, but very soon, we have some audio coming out. That's not going to be just me. I had a very short portion in it. It's going to be pretty mind blowing. The stuff you hear, we have some big folks that are going to be involved in this. And I'm excited. I'm excited for all of you to hear what's coming. But anyways, let me get to this. This is what I talked about. Talked about what I've been doing for the last 2 years, exposing corruption and unlawful conduct. And then one of the things I talked about was how unbelievable a lot of this stuff was to me. I used to do this, I was scared to put out these stories because I was like, am I getting this right? You know, I trust in my work. I've been doing a different form of this. I'm not a journalist, but I have been working with sources for a long time. Many of you know I work in the intelligence community, all right? This isn't my first time working with a source or working with the information collected from sources or how to vet folks or whatever. Anything that goes into information gathering and collection. This is not my first rodeo, folks. But when I was getting this information, my mind was anchored. If you don't know that term, anchoring, look it up. But my mind was anchored in this belief system I had in how I've lived in America, what I've come to know about our society and the military I was in. Yeah, people do bad things. They get punished. They go to jail. Military, people do bad things. I've seen plenty of bad things over the years, but I still had, I guess, faith in the system overall, and it's gone now. It's gone. I have never seen anything as wide scale as I have with this, not just the vaccine mandate, but with COVID as a topic overall and what has taken place since the very first lockdown occurred. It was really hard to get my mind wrapped around that. So I was even writing the story, I was incredulous of the story for a long time until I got to a point where I was sort of desensitized. I was desensitized to what I was writing, so it was a lot easier to put it out. Then it didn't drop my standards. Now, the more I've done this, the better I've gotten at it, the better I've gotten at tightening up my game. Yeah, what we're seeing here and what I say a lot of folks are having a hard time doing is wrapping their head around what they're seeing. Oh, that couldn't happen. That wouldn't be a thing. It is. It is a thing. And take it from a guy who served for 20 years. I said the same thing. This can't be what I'm seeing right now. You know, one of the things, I put this out on social media. One of the things that really shocked me here lately was, along with the coercion and bullying, the threats, all of the exemptions being denied unilaterally across the board, you know, we got that proof that there were senior personnel departments, you know, top level personnel agencies within the DOD, they were instructing their subordinates and their office staff to not send the denial paperwork to the service member, saying they can submit a Freedom of Information Act to get their paperwork. Well, they knew what they were doing by going through the weeks and weeks and weeks long process of a FOIA. They totally bust the 5-day window for appeal. You have 5 days to appeal your denial. You don't even know you were denied because you didn't get your paperwork. So by the time you actually get your paperwork but I don't even know the process. What do they, send you an email and say you're denied? I don't know. But anyways, you don't get the paperwork. So you don't know how to even combat it or appeal against it. You don't know why you were denied. And so when you actually say you go through the hassle of submitting a FOIA, learning the process, and then going through the very tedious process of submitting the FOIA, and then by the time you get it back, you can't even appeal it anymore. You've busted the window. Holy cow. Talk about corrupt. We talked about the troops that were being denied medical care. When this first started, we saw that the dudes were getting denied medical care on the front end because if they went to medical and they tested positive for COVID, they had to quarantine. And commanders were like, I need you. I need you for this JRTC, this NTC. I need you for the field. I need you for X, name it. Wow. So dudes were going out to the field, quarantining with engineer tape wrapped around trees. And then you had the PAO of a lot of these places running top cover. They were trying to spin it and say, this isn't what's happening. They were going to their local newspapers and writing these ridiculous, articles about just garbage, completely made up. It was not factual. And I started calling them out on this. As a guy who's been in the military, no, what you're saying doesn't even make sense. A military spouse might believe that. Grams and Gramps might believe that. I know better. And let me explain why. And so we started combating it on that front. And now we're seeing dudes are getting denied medical because they don't have the vaccine. And so when they go to medical, they're like, are you vaccinated? No. Okay. You can stand in the parking lot. Somebody will come out to see you. What? Whoa. Yikes. I mean, just ethics aside, like you're going to have a conversation with somebody about their medical care out in the parking lot for everyone to see. What? Oh, all right. Talked about a lot of that stuff. Talked about the systems breaking down and the stuff that was going on with basically you have a public policy where, wow, I've talked about this one a lot. You have public policy where they say, this is what we're doing. Here's a memo. Here's a regulation. Here's a something. Here's something on paper. Kirby gets up there in front of the Pentagon and he says, hey, America, this is what's going on. And then it gets enforced. What actually gets enforced in the branches is whatever they really want to do. That's not conspiratorial. I don't have time to talk about that right now, but that was something we outed a long time ago. We saw this and we're like, man, what level is this happening at? Is this happening at the 2-star level? Is it happening at the 3-star, the 4-star? Oh no, this is happening all the way at the very top. This goes all the way to the DOD. This is why nobody cares. This is why nobody is going to respond and rebuke these 2-star commands who are doing this stuff because they're the ones telling them to do it. But it says on paper, I know what it says on paper. And when that general officer looks at that colonel and says, you know, I have 6 of you colonels lined up. Which one of you is going to follow orders? Which one of you is not? You know what my intent is. They say, Roger, sir, we'll make it happen. And then you get all of the shuffling with coercion and bullying and the policies and the all that stuff that happens underneath. And who are you going to tell? Private Snuffy's like, this is messed up. I'm being told to do such and such and such, but I know. I'll tell my representative. Your representative doesn't care. I know for a fact that chiefs of staff have told a lot of their representatives that they work for, don't touch this because it's politically poisonous. It is politically poisonous to touch anything in opposition to the DOD mandate, even though it's illegal. They are supposed to be the ones advocating for us, especially on the House Armed Services Committee. You are destroying the readiness of this nation. And this is why a lot of us believe there's a higher agenda to hurt us, to make us weaker because of this type of stuff. Well, here's the deal. I want to keep this one short. I want to start shooting these things out in about 30 minutes. It makes it easier to do this. I can do more of them. Makes it less painful for you to listen to me. So you're not listening for an hour, hour and a half. You're listening for 30 minutes and then we're out. So let me wrap it up with that. We will be back. I will be back. I want to start having some guests on. There's a lot of folks I talk to that aren't necessarily famous or anybody you know. They're just hilarious that I've learned, that I've come to meet over the course of running this account. And there's a warrant officer who I talk to on a regular basis. He's in the National Guard. Dude is absolutely freaking hysterical. I'm going to start doing shows with him. And then there's some other folks who I want to start doing more regular shows with. But we're going to get some stuff out to you guys. Anyways, be safe. Take care of each other. Follow the law. Call things out when you see them. If you see corruption, if you see somebody doing the wrong thing, identify it and call it out. And if it's me with my hands in my pockets, piss off. I don't want to hear it. I'm putting my hands in my pockets. All right. Talk to you guys later.